December 1st, Duncan Campbell. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Duncan was a man who trusted God and obeyed him. Once, he was sitting near the pulpit at a church convention when an overpowering urge to go to an island overcame him. He had never been there, didn't know anyone from there, but he had to go. So, he got up and left in the middle of the meeting, leaving them without a closing speaker. A couple of planes, a car ride, and a ferry later, Duncan arrived at the island of Bernaray, population 500. When he arrived, he asked a boy to point him to the preacher, but the boy said both churches were without a pastor. To an elder, then. The boy pointed to a house on a nearby hill. Duncan trekked up there and sent the boy in to tell the elder that Mr. Campbell had arrived. After a few minutes, the boy came back and said, "Hector McKinnon was expecting you to arrive today, and you're to stay with his brother. And he asked me to tell you that he has initiated a meeting at the church at 9 o'clock tonight, and he expects you to address it." Turns out, Hector McKinnon had been out in his barn praying for God to send someone to lead a revival. His wife heard him pray, "God, I do not know where he is, but you know, and you send him." And God did. Today's story is about a time when Duncan was young and his heart was far from God.
Pride can harden the heart of a child, but a praying parent can make a difference. Above the shrill and haunting sounds of bagpipes and Scottish step dancing, a young Duncan Campbell was drenched in sweat. His bagpipe music filled the air, and his band, with its lively Scottish step dancing, had the dance floor jumping when a gentleman from the crowd approached the stage and requested a traditional Scottish song, "The Green Hills of Tyrone." It was a song Duncan remembered from his childhood. When the band started playing, memories flooded Duncan's mind. "As I came to the second part of that great tune, I found my mind altogether wandering," he said. "Wandering back to a time when his family had sung this song together in their times of worship at home. In that moment, he heard that still small voice and couldn't respond fast enough." By the time the group finished the song, Duncan was so gripped by the Holy Spirit that he told the others to carry on without him. One of the bandmates asked him, "Are you not well?" "I am very well in body," he said, "but terribly disturbed in my mind." He left the stage immediately and headed home. Conviction consumed him, and he wasn't quite sure what to do with it. On the way home, he spotted a church with a light on inside. Duncan peeked through the keyhole. On this evening, the church was having an all-night prayer meeting. He saw a man standing at the altar, crying out to God. Duncan stepped inside and then realized the praying man was his own father. "I'm sure he was praying for his wayward son," said Duncan later on. Even though he had been brought up in a household of faith, as a young man, he had drifted away and begun to live a godless life. In full Scottish costume, he made his way toward the front of the church. He walked up the aisle and then sat beside his father. His father turned to look at him, as if he had expected his son to walk in, as if he had no doubt that God was going to answer his prayers that night. Then his father turned to him and said, "I'm so glad to see you here, son." A young woman read from the scriptures, "For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it." Job 33:14. These words pierced Duncan's heart like an arrow. The love and conviction of God overwhelmed him, and he quickly left the church so as not to cause a scene. On his way home, his conversation with the Lord intensified. "If I prayed one time along that country road," he said, "I'm sure I prayed 10 times, crying to God to have mercy on me, and he gave me a revelation of the severity of my sin." When Duncan returned home, he found his mother on her knees by the fire praying. I'm sure She was praying for her wayward son too, Duncan said. Duncan got alone and cried out to the Lord, "Oh God, I know not how to come to you, and I know not what to do, but if you'll take me just as I am, I'm coming to you now." And God swept into his life. It was miraculous. It was supernatural, he said. "Oh, thank God for Christian parents," Duncan said as he looked back on that night. Luke 18:1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not lose heart. Do you have a loved one who needs Jesus? Pride can harden the heart of a wayward child, but a praying parent makes all the difference in the world.
He had to go. That's a line in our introduction of today's story. He had to go. Where did he have to go? He literally got up in the middle of a meeting and walked out because he felt so compelled by the Lord that he had to respond. That's a great introduction and an exciting piece of the story at face value. But when you listen to the history of this man and the beginning of this story, there's a profound lesson to be learned. And here's my challenge for each of us. Duncan Campbell was raised by godly parents who had prayed. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that if we train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they will not depart. Well, that wasn't what it was looking like for Duncan Campbell. His mother and his father continued to pray, but he was wayward until he came face to face with the Lord. Once he came face to face with the Lord, everything changed. So my challenge is this. Do you have someone in your family who is wayward? Do you have someone that you know, that you love, that you care about, that is far from the Lord? Don't give up hope. Don't stop praying. God is at work. God will be faithful to answer that prayer. Keep praying, keep pressing in, and trust what God will do through the power of prayer. My name is Blake Maddox. I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men, and today is December 1st. And we pray that you were challenged by the Duncan Campbell story, and not just challenged by the story, but challenged to believe the principle that praying matters, and if we do it, things change. God bless you. Have a great day.